Hello and welcome back to Nonfiction Friends, where truth is stranger than fiction. Today we are going to be feeling kind of festive.
Yes.
We are talking Christmas, and we made some Christmas ornaments. More on that later.
Yes, we're getting very festive.
It's festive time.
We're going to decorate the tree.
Merry Christmas. Well, decorate the tree and other things, yes.
Yes, the house. Are you want to decorate your house?
I would already.
Because I know you go all out for Halloween.
I do. I do decorate my house for Christmas. Outdoor lights, inside lights, a real Christmas tree.
Inside lights.
The whole shebang. Yeah, I love lights, Christmas lights.
I like Christmas lights over like most lights. Like
they just provide such a nice ambience.
Yeah. I used to have them when I was in college. I used to string them up along dorm and just use those as our lights.
For sure. I think everybody had Christmas lights in college.
Yeah. I mean,
I did.
They're cheap.
I had them over my bed.
Do you have any sort of like Christmas traditions when you do your ornaments or anything like that?
Yes. When I'm decorating the tree, I watch and sing along to a Muppet's Christmas Carol. Every time. Every single time.
Wait, on repeat?
Ever since I was a kid, I've been doing that, so almost 30 years plus in a row.
Yeah, but do you just listen to it, like, over and over again as you're decorating?
We're usually done the tree before the movie's over, but if we're not, then yes, we just replay it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Do you?
I don't think we have any sort of, like, things that we do during, like, while we're decorating. But we do, my wife and I, and this is a tradition that's been passed down to me from my mom. She, we used to get ornaments for each other every year, and now me and my wife do that. So we just get, like, ornaments to, like, you know, mark, like, certain achievements in life or, like, just, like, things that, like, we have interest in. I think last year I got her, like, the Cinderella slipper.
Cute. Now, do you exchange the ornaments on Christmas Day?
No, we do it on Christmas Eve, I believe.
Okay, cute.
Or is it the day before the night before Christmas? It's one of those two. It's either the 23rd or the 24th. It's one of those.
I feel like you might want to remember.
Yeah, I'll find out.
It's coming up soon.
I'll find out the hard way.
Have you already picked out your ornament for this year?
As of this recording, no.
Well,
I have not. Maybe Jessie has. I don't know if she has or not. But I have to go shopping for mine. And it's getting awfully close to Christmas, so I'm getting a little nervous. I usually have my Christmas shopping done early December, but this year I've kind of been sort of slack about it.
I also do we don't do ornament exchanges, but all of our ornaments are mementos from vacations or occasions.
Yeah.
So that's really fun when we're putting up our tree and we reminisce on the things.
We have like one of our ornaments is actually like it's like a clear ball and it has I think our wedding flowers inside of them.
Cute. That's a good idea.
Others are just like celebrate our first anniversary. We have one of our friends all on there.
That's cute.
Yeah. But yeah, I think ornaments are pretty cool. I think they're
Do you have
cool
a favorite little ornament?
Yes, I do. I was gonna say no, and then I thought about it and I was like, yes, I do. It's the pickle.
The pickle. Yeah. You do the pickle in your house too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Jesse won't let me put more up than one. I want
to,
like...
There's only supposed to be one.
I know, but, like, I'm just like, yeah, but there's more, though. We could have more.
I guess, in case you didn't know, it's a German tradition to hide a pickle ornament in the tree, and whoever finds it gets an extra present on Christmas Day.
I found it.
Well, if you hide it...
Well, I didn't hide it.
Oh, okay. But you found it. So you get an extra present.
Yeah.
Well, if one of you hides it and the other... It's kind of like it's always going to be you.
Well,
if Jesse's always the one who hides it,
then I just guess I deserve presents. That's fine with me.
I don't know if I have a favorite ornament. I have like ones that I like more than others, but when I was a kid, my favorite ornament was a little stuffed mouse from Cinderella. I think it's Jacques.
Yes, I think so.
The skinny one. Not, yes. Because it's Gus Gus.
Yes.
And Jacques, yeah. So it was a little stuffed ornament of Jacques from Cinderella.
That's cute.
He was my favorite. And I have him back. He went to my mom's because she kept all the ones from when we were kids. But now they are all mine. And I get to put him back up on my tree.
Do you have a personalized like stocking? Like a Christmas stocking?
Yes. Yeah, I've had it since I was born.
Yeah. I've had one. It's, I think, like hand-knitted. Nice. That I've had since, yeah, I was born. There's also this one stocking that I have that my mom has gifted to me. She hid it in one of my suitcases when I moved.
Aww.
And I hate this stocking.
Oh, no.
Because it plays music.
Uh-oh.
And it plays, I think it plays Jingle Bells. And, like, when you press his hand, it is the loudest thing. ever. She used to, like, press it all the time to wake me up.
Aww.
And it's just so loud and, like, ear grating. Like, it's not a good tune.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very electronic, very, like, ugh. But the battery died in it, so it's
Thank
just
goodness.
A stocking now.
Now it's just a regular old stocking.
It's a little, like, Santa. Like a little Santa head with, like, two arms.
That's cute. I have two stockings. I have the one from when I was a kid that my mom filled for me, and then I have... my husband and I got matching Jack and Sally stockings from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hmm.
So that's my stocking that my husband puts stuff in for me.
My mom always used to put, like, that's where she would put, like, all my candy and gift cards and, like, various food items.
Small tokens.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we had pillowcases on the end of our beds in England. It's a tradition. And they would have little presents and fruit, like oranges, and nuts in it.
Interesting.
I know it's tradition. I just have no idea why. But that's not something that
I mean, I would
I
be
get
happy
anymore.
To get fruit.
Right? Especially on Christmas,
Christmas
morning.
Fruit.
Just eat it while you're opening up your gifts.
Yeah, Christmas fruit. That'd be nice.
So to celebrate Christmas, Josh and I, like I said, have made ornaments. And I also actually made something else as well. I made a little decoration of tiny stocking garland with names on it. So we got some Christmas books. Mine is called An Embroidered Christmas. And I used some of the patterns to embroider the Christmas decoration that I made out of felt.
Yeah. My book is actually called Homemade Holiday. Craft your way through more than 40 festive projects. But yeah, I didn't use anything in here, I don't think. I mean, I use, like, general, like, ideas and, like, felt stuff, but, like, I wanted to create something more personal. Had a little, like, bit of my touch to them.
Yours are very unique. I'd be very surprised to see them anywhere else.
Yeah. On one side of my ornaments is very, very nice glitter. Gold. It's a star. It's in the shape of a star. Very nice glittering gold and everything. But on the backside, there's just a giant googly eye.
One giant googly eye.
And it kind of looks like Starro if you, I don't know, read comic books. But, like, that's what it looks like. And he just has a giant eye. So very festive on one side, very creepy on the other.
I think it would be hilarious poking out of your Christmas tree like that. Like a big googly eye.
Especially if you had two.
Yeah, if you had two, like, that'd be funny. It would be like your Christmas tree is alive.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I had fun with this. And I think, like, I don't know. I think it's cool to make ornaments because, like, you can just, like, have those for years and, like, just, like, yeah I made and, those. Like,
remember this? I'm always going to look at that and be like, oh, look at that. Josh made that. Mine are a little bit more traditional. I did a little red pre-cut felt ornament looking thing.
Yeah.
And then I embroidered a C on it and two little things of holly on each side. And I put some bells on it because...
See, I would have done something like that, but I'm not that crafty. And it cost you some blood.
It did. I did injure myself while embroidering. Not too bad. It's not going to scar. But I did lose some blood over the... But that makes it that much more special.
Yeah. You worked very hard for them. You sacrificed.
I sacrificed to the craft gods my drop of blood. And then for my garland, they were pre-cut little stocking shapes that I just embroidered simply the first initials of everyone on there.
Yeah.
So
it's super cool.
It's cute. I think handmade Christmas things are a really great idea for other people as gifts.
Yeah. I actually have, well, let's see. What do we got in here? We have bath salts. It's an interesting holiday thing to receive. Gift bags. Fun. Oh, have you ever made your own gift wrap?
No. How do you make gift wrap? You like paper. Draw on paper?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. I never thought about that.
Gift tags.
Gift tags. Yeah, I've made my own gift tags before.
The way I do gift tags is with, so whenever I have like leftover gift wrapping paper, I just like cut a square and then I fold it.
Yeah.
And then I tape it to the top.
Yeah, that's what my family did.
Yeah.
When it's just my husband and I, we don't need the gift tags. We just each have a wrapping paper for the other person.
Oh, that makes things easy.
Yeah, so if it's got like, I don't know, blue stripes on it, it's for my husband. If it's like My Little Pony, it's for me.
Oh, a small anecdote. So I decorated my house this past week.
Mm-hmm.
We wrapped like our outside porch, like the post, with like garland and a bow.
Nice.
And then we put up our Christmas wreath on the door. And then I was like, this year, I was like, you know, why don't I do some lights?
How'd that go?
It's very stressful. Because I was like, I got the lights. And I was like, oh, these are fine. They were cheap. They were got them from like Hobby Lobby. And I was like, they were on sale. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll get these. And they were like snowflakes. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be nice to look at. These snowflakes are huge. They're like, I don't know, like the size of my head.
Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they were that big. I thought they were a lot smaller. But anyway, I was originally going to hang them like over like the roof hanging over the porch. And I was like, I can't get up there. So I was like, I set up for the next week. So I just decorated like over the door and the windows.
Cute.
But then I had to like hang them with like a nail.
Oh.
Like hit my hand a couple times trying to hammer that in.
Did you bleed for your craft?
I did not.
Oh, well, this doesn't count.
But I hurt myself.
Well, that counts.
But yeah, it looks pretty now.
Very nice. Just
Christmas lights are a pain.
They are a pain, but they're worth it.
Well, I mean, until you... I don't even understand. So when I took it out of the box, they were already tangled. Like, it was just like... I can't even...
I have, for my Christmas tree lights, I have little wheels that go in a bag. So you wrap up one of the wheels and then there's four of them in a bag. And then I just unwrap it as I'm wrapping them around
the
tree.
And I saw like this cool thing. I was like, they sell like netting for like bushes that you can just like throw on over.
It, yeah.
And I was like, man, that's so easy.
Yeah, you should have done that maybe.
I don't have bushes.
Oh, that's, thing. That...
No, I don't.
You don't think.
No. I don't go outside that often.
Well, I have another book here. Gonna throw some Christmas facts at you. Are you ready?
Are they true?
Yeah, of course they're true. Okay. It's from.
Did you read it in a book?
I did, so it has to be true. It's from National Geographic Kids' Weird But True Christmas, 300 Festive Facts to Light Up the Holidays.
Of course it's true, then.
It's found in the juvenile section, 263.915. What do you suppose, how big do you suppose the biggest Christmas bauble is?
Well, like, those ones on, like, the Disney trees are pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of feet? Or, like...
Like, just approximate size. What's the biggest you can imagine?
Like a car size.
A car, that's close! The world's biggest Christmas bauble ornament is wider than a garage door and as heavy as a buffalo. So.
What tree do they put that on?
It's probably like just sitting like in the driveway.
Like, what? Know? Like the ones that you see at Disney that are just sitting there on the ground.
Yeah,
so it's not on a tree. Okay. Well, I guess that makes sense.
This one I like. So the record set for the most Christmas trees chopped down in 2 minutes, which would be 27, is set by a woman from America. So there you go. Keeping with that theme. Adult reindeers, only females keep their antlers through December, so that means that Santa's reindeers are probably all girls. Huh. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
The earliest Christmas tree dating back to 1510 was decorated with apples and paper roses.
Yeah, I don't know what was with people putting food on it. I don't get putting food on a
Christmas tree. Or candles? I don't get putting candles on
candles. I'm just tree. Like, that's flammable.
Yeah. The world's largest gingerbread house was a two-story home.
That you could go in?
Yeah. Made with 1,800 pounds of butter.
Oh, man. That sounds exciting.
200 eggs, 3,000 pounds of sugar, and 22,000 pieces of candy.
See, now that's a gingerbread house I can get into. And then eat my way out of.
Yeah. I think there's a fairy tale about that. Doesn't sound like a good idea. What do you think is the first Christmas carol played in space? What's your vote for the song?
Jingle Bells.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good job, cheater.
I didn't cheat. I'm just smart.
The star atop the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center has 25,000 crystals. And weighs 550 pounds. If you spread out the lights from the tree, they would stretch for 5 miles. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of Christmas trees. Christmas tree lights. Which were first assembled by Thomas Edison. He was the first one to strand electric Christmas lights together. And the amount of ribbon used to wrap gifts each Christmas is enough to tie a bow around the entire planet.
That'd be nice. It's like a gift, a gift to the universe.
Wouldn't that be nice? Decorate for the astronauts and stuff.
This one's for you guys.
I wonder how long it would take.
A long time.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have to tie that boat with like helicopters.
And yeah, or cranes.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could just summon the kaiju and they can do it for us.
I don't think they'll. I think. They'll have other things online.
Can we train them to do that for us? All right, fine. So, Josh, what's going on at the library right now? What should we boogie on down for?
Well, so we just had a recent episode about space.
The Final Frontier.
Yes. No, going on vacation in space.
Right, naturally, as one does.
So, we have a program called Study Stars.
Study Stars?
Yeah. It's actually, it has nothing to do with space, though.
Oh. it's false advertisement.
It's not. You can get homework help from trained teen ambassadors, math, reading, or science, or other projects. So it's a study buddy program for kindergartners through 8th grade.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, so our teen ambassadors could help anyone that might need any help with any of those subjects. Availability is, you know, depending on who's available.
Right. Like a first come, first serve situation.
Yeah. And this would be December 17th from 4 to 5 at the BVL Library.
All right. What if you're at Lakes?
So you want to get some last minute studying in for your
the holidays?
Finals, or just want to keep a, you know, up to date on your.
Stay sharp.
Yeah, stay sharp. Stop by.
Book it on down the library for that.
Yeah. Are you reading anything? Do you read books?
Nope. I'm still on the same book that I mentioned last time, The Deep by River Solomon.
Yeah, I didn't get as much reading as I wanted to get done over the holiday.
I definitely did not, know. I was very unproductive.
Yes, unfortunately. I was like, I kept looking at my stack of books, and I'm just like, yep, mm-hmm, I'll get you eventually. And then I didn't, and now we're here. And like I just show you, I'm still reading Rise of the Resistance, making slow progress on that, but haven't finished anything yet, so I will let you know.
I did finish the Miss Marvel comic book series. There's 10 in the series. I finished that.
Was it good?
It was super good. I love Kamala Khan so much. She is great. There's cameos by Captain Marvel. What more could you want? Super great. But that's it. That's all I read.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up here for us.
Wrap it up in a nice bow.
In a nice Christmas bow. Hey, if you make ornaments, tweet at us at NFFriendsCast.
Yeah, we'll put our pictures up of our ornaments and stuff. So sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Share some photos
with
us. Or
if you have some ornament traditions, please share that with us too.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's nonfiction, friends.